So, are you pouring a substantial budget into video content? You know, it's beautifully shot, it's perfectly edited, only to find it barely moves the needle for your B2B tech or sauce pipeline.
Right.
That feeling that your impressive creative assets are producing zero measurable results.
Yeah.
It's one of the most frustrating pain points in marketing today.
It absolutely is. And you're not alone in that. It's really a symptom that you need a strategic partner, not just a production house.
Exactly. So today we're going to cut through all the hype to find that perfect fit, the video marketing agency or VMA that delivers measurable bottom line results in this really complex and fast-moving tech landscape.
This deep dive is basically your shortcut to confidence.
It is. Our sources provide this rigorously curated ranked list of top agencies. We've analyzed their services, their processes, and, most crucially,
The actual results they get for clients.
the proven results. You'll walk away knowing exactly who specializes in what and maybe why one agency might cost, say, $30 an hour while another one is demanding $300.
Yeah, that's a huge range.
It is. We have a comprehensive stack of analysis here focused specifically on B2B tech and SaaS video marketing. And it's coupled with detailed comparison data on the top players' pricing, locations, some really eye-opening client success stories.
Okay, so let's unpack this. I think our audience is sophisticated. They already know video is important. So what's the specialized skill a VMA brings to B2B tech that, say, an in-house team or a generic production company just can't replicate?
That's the perfect question.
Well, it really comes down to the fundamental challenge in B2B technology. It's about complexity needing translation and these long sales cycles demanding trust. I mean, you're not selling some easily digestible consumer product. You're selling digital transformation, platform integration, really specialized enterprise solutions.
These are huge decisions for companies.
Exactly. And in that environment, the best VMAs are they're essentially expert translators. They excel at simplifying those intricate tech concepts. They turn dense product features into genuinely compelling human stories.
So they're bridging that gap.
They're bridging the gap between the technical specs and the emotional needs of the person who's actually signing a massive contract. They help educate buyers and nurture those long, sometimes dormant leads in a way that, a dense white paper just can't.
That's the key distinction, isn't it? They're focused on the narrative of complexity.
Yes.
But we should clarify the landscape here because the sources show they are not all the same. We see terms like video advertising agency, video content marketing company. What does that difference signal to someone listening?
Well, it signals intent. It signals where they focus their effort. A VMA is kind of the overarching term, a specialized company managing the creation, distribution, and optimization of video to hit specific goals.
Okay.
But if an agency calls itself a video ad agency specifically, they're likely specializing in short, high-impact paid campaigns, think LinkedIn, with a heavy focus on retargeting, ad placement, and precise targeting for, immediate lead capture.
And the other side of that coin.
The other side is a video content marketing company. They're probably more focused on top and middle of funnel assets. So, explainer videos, customer stories, maybe longer thought leadership pieces, all designed to educate and build authority over time.
Understanding that focus helps you align with your immediate goal.
It's the first filter.
Exactly. And the source material really emphasizes that the best partners are strategists first. They aren't just sitting there waiting for you to hand them a script.
No, not at all.
So let's move past the basics and analyze what that VMA strategic process looks like when it's done right, because it is far more involved than just setting up some cameras.
It is. The sources break down the successful workflow into about five phases, but let's really focus on the strategic depth of the first two. They're the ones that get overlooked so often.
Okay.
Step one is discovery. And this isn't just a brief kickoff meeting. The sources are clear. The agency has to run an intensive knowledge acquisition phase, a true deep exploration to learn your brand, your audience, and critically, your unique selling propositions, your competitive landscape.
And if they're not challenging your assumptions about your buyer in that phase.
Then they're not digging deep enough. That's a huge red flag.
Right, because that true discovery leads directly into a meaningful strategy. You're not just getting a menu of video options.
You shouldn't be.
The agency has to present a tailored content strategy, one that explicitly links video types to the stages in your buyer's journey.
Yes. If they recommend, say, a thought leadership video, they should be able to articulate exactly how that shortens the awareness phase.
Or if they recommend a customer case study, they should be outlining which specific funnel stage it's designed to activate.
Precisely.
And the next steps, they're often what people think of when they think video, but even here, there's a strategic nuance. Creation and production, that's the scripting, storyboarding, editing. They manage that creative pipeline.
Sure, the tactical part.
But then we jump right back into strategy for distribution and optimization.
And that distribution piece is where so many B2B companies fail. They make a great video, they post it on YouTube, and then they wonder why nothing happens.
It's crickets.
Crickets. A skilled VMA often acts explicitly as a video ad agency here. They oversee distribution across organic and paid channels. They make sure your video gets seen by the right high-value prospects at just the right moment.
And that requires real platform expertise, knowing which subtle targeting levers to pull on LinkedIn versus, say, YouTube pre-roll.
Totally different worlds.
And finally, what I think is the B2B gold standard, analytics.
Oh, absolutely.
In B2B, views are vanity. Pipeline is sanity. The best agencies track performance data closely, completion rates, specific conversion metrics like demo requests driven by the content, and actual ROI.
And they use that hard data to refine future campaigns. It creates this iterative loop that just maximizes your measurable return. It's a huge red flag if an agency only wants to talk about impressions.
Definitely. So that rigor, that whole process, it informs the key services you should be demanding. Beyond just end-to-end production, you have to insist on proven expertise, specifically in B2B tech and SaaS.
They need to speak the language.
They need to speak the language of your decision makers. And look for specific capabilities too, right? Mm. Do they offer advanced creative direction, or are they just executing your ideas?
Good point.
Can they handle multi-format content, you know, from high-polished live action to complex 3D animation? And how robust is their paid campaign management?
Right. Can they be that strategic video ad agency when you need them to be?
And the sources also highlight the softer side, the non-production factors that really determine if it's a long-term partnership.
Like process transparency, clear communication.
And cultural fit. Mm. I mean, the VMA has to be able to genuinely internalize and adapt to your specific brand voice without creating something generic and watered down.
For sure. Okay, now we get to the numbers, the comparison data. The sources rank these agencies based on client reviews, reputation, and those hard, proven results we've been talking about.
And this is where we see the payoff of that specialized focus?
It is. The diversity is striking, both in location. I mean, we're talking Toronto, Ukraine, Chicago, the Netherlands, and in pricing. That extreme variation in hourly rates, from $25 an hour up to $300, it immediately tells you you're comparing apples and oranges.
Absolutely. Different services, different levels of seniority.
And it's the same with the minimum project size. It ranges from just $1,000 all the way up to $25,000 plus.
That differentiation is so important. It helps you filter based on whether you need, you know, high volume content or that one-off, highly strategic, research-intensive brand video.
Let's pull out a few spotlights that really highlight these differences.
Great idea. Let's start with an outlier. 7030.studio. They're a Ukraine-based powerhouse, and they have an exclusive focus on animated video production for B2B tech, SaaS, and increasingly the blockchain sector.
Okay, so a very specific niche.
Very specific. And they achieve that extremely low hourly rate, $25 to $49 an hour. Yet they maintain a perfect 5.0 rating. The result highlight the sources provided is, well, it's jaw-dropping. They created a 2D animated video for a client that generated a 29x increase in website order clicks.
Wow.
And it boosted web traffic by 30%. That is just staggering ROI for such a cost-effective solution.
What that tells me is that their specialization in animation allows them to be incredibly efficient at translating those complex concepts. They've perfected the pipeline for simplifying a SaaS dashboard or crypto workflow.
So if your main goal is buyer education and you have these incredibly complex products,
a niche animator like 7030.studio offers maximum conversion potential for a minimum spend. It makes perfect sense.
Okay, let's switch gears. Let's move to high volume versatility. We have Promotion, a full service video ad agency based out of Los Angeles. They're known for competitive pricing and the ability to deliver quality fast.
Their story is all about scale and reliability. They've created over 7,000 videos globally.
7,000?
Yeah. And their client list is all over the map. Small startups, but also massive brands like McDonald's, Uber, Intuit, even NASA.
So if you need a partner who can handle a large volume of, say, introductory explainer videos, And you prioritize quick turnaround?
They fit that model perfectly. They are masters of high volume, reliable execution.
Now let's flip the conversation entirely to the premium end of the spectrum with Monogram Group.
Okay.
This is a premier brand consulting and creative agency in Chicago. They serve middle market, B2B, and private equity firms globally.
So their focus isn't just on the video itself?
No, it's on strategic branding and experience first. They come with over 3 decades of experience. That's why they command that higher minimum project size, 10,000 plus, and that high hourly rate of $200 to $300.
When you see rates like that, you know you're paying for intense research-driven strategy and senior-level involvement.
It's on a deep foundational brand level, long before a single camera is even unpacked.
All right, so Monogram Group is for the B2B organization that recognizes its current branding is failing. And it needs a complete, sophisticated overhaul. Video is just a natural outcome of that broader strategic shift.
It's a completely different value proposition.
Completely.
And finally, let's look at one agency that really demonstrates the power of total digital integration, Scopic Studios.
Yes.
They're a versatile digital marketing agency known for integrating video content seamlessly with broader strategies, PPC, SEO, marketing automation. They see video as one tool within a much larger marketing machine.
And their result highlight is one of the most compelling data points in the sources. It really shows the power of that integration. Their campaign for job site care, it resulted in a 381% jump in keyword rankings.
3,800%.
And a 1,306% increase in organic search clicks. This wasn't just a video project. It was a digital transformation project powered by video.
And they do this at a really competitive price point, $40 to $50 an hour. The sources note them for maximum value.
The takeaway there is so crucial. Video performance is dramatically amplified when it's strategically fused with your underlying search and automation infrastructure. Scopic's success shows that video isn't just great creative. It's an SEO asset and a conversion engine.
So after seeing that incredible range of specialization of results, what does this all mean for you, the listener, as you're trying to select a partner?
It boils down to one thing.
Ruthlessly aligning your specific budget and goals with an agency's core specialty.
Yes. Start with that goal alignment.
Right.
Are you looking to boost brand awareness and run targeted campaigns? Then a specialized video ad agency is probably your best fit.
Yep.
They prioritize distribution.
Or are you laser focused on customer education, nurturing leads, driving sales with long form content?
You need a video content marketing agency that really excels in scripting complex explainers and those deep dive case studies.
And let the data we just talked about guide your budget conversation. If you need that deep brand research and 3 decades of certainty that a Monogram Group offers, you know you're paying for that strategic certainty that comes with a $200 plus hourly rate.
But if you're focused purely on efficient conversion metrics through simplified visual storytelling,
the success of 7030.studio shows you can get a phenomenal ROI at that $25 to $49 mark.
And please, don't just look for experience. Look for B2B tech and SaaS experience specifically. Can they demonstrate a proven track record of simplifying solutions similar to yours?
Ask for examples.
Ask for examples that show they understood a complex integration problem. Not just examples that show they can produce a beautiful generic corporate video.
And finally, there are the practical operational factors. You have to understand the budget and pricing structure. Is it hourly or project-based? And insist on absolute transparency. No hidden fees for revisions or reshoots.
And remember that praise we saw for Ladybug's interactive agency. You should look for a partner that anticipates your needs rather than just passively responding to requests.
That's a great point. The best agencies proactively suggest optimizations and new strategies based on real-time data.
That level of communication, that cultural alignment, that's what turns a vendor relationship into a true strategic partnership.
So to summarize this entire deep dive, In the B2B tech and SaaS arena, video marketing requires so much more than just high production value.
It does. The best partners deliver strategic insights, rigorous data-driven optimization, and a deep, deep understanding of your audience. That ensures your content doesn't just look compelling, but that it actually drives those measurable conversions we've been analyzing.
So where is this all heading?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the sources are already pointing to the future. And it seems to be focusing heavily on highly personalized video content, increasingly interactive elements, and AI-powered video analytics that can assess audience emotion and attention in real time.
That's fascinating.
So the question for you to explore next is, How ready is your current strategy and your chosen partner to move beyond standard production and into these immersive, highly measurable experiences? That raises a pretty important question for you to explore next.
We hope this deep dive helps you turn your complex messages into compelling, pipeline-driving content. This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.